Who's on the phone?
No, we're recording.
This is no recording here.
It's Amanda.
We couldn't get the recording to work.
Ready to start? Like the call is meeting to order. Today is Wednesday, June 14th. For the Fresno Local Agency Formation Commission, known as LAFCO. Can we have a roll call, please?
Commissioner Magzig?
Present.
Commissioner Mendez?
I'm here.
Commissioner Parra?
Here.
Commissioner Santoyo?
Here.
Chair Yep?
Here. All five of us are here in attendance. The flag salute. Councilmember or Chairman Parra is going to lead us.
Ready? Salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Commissioner Parra.
You're welcome.
And for people in attendance, which there's none, agendas are located on the table in the back of the chambers for anyone wishing to follow along. On to item three.
Comments from the public. Any person wishing to address the commission on a subject not listed on the agenda, they do so at this time.
And for the record, that was Jessica. Amanda's not here today because she's not feeling well. Are there any comments from the public? Seeing none. On to item four.
Potential conflicts of interest. Any commission member who has a potential conflict of interest shall now identify the item and recuse themselves from discussing and voting on the matter pursuant to Government Code Section 84308.
Are there any commissioners with a conflict of interest?
No, technically, if any of them did on this agenda, they couldn't be on this commission. Right?
That's right.
Council.
Seeing none, on to item five.
Approved consent agenda item 5A and B. 5A, minutes from the LAFCO meeting of March 8th, 2023. 5B, destruction of LAFCO records pursuant to Government Code Section 56382.
These matters are routine in nature and are usually approved by a single vote. Are there any members of the commission who would like an item removed from the consent agenda? Are there any members of the public wishing to have an item removed? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded. Roll call, please, or can I just do it by voice vote?
Voice vote's fine.
Voice vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes by unanimous consent. Items on page six. There's no items pulled.
Final budget and work plan for the fiscal year 2023-24.
Executive Officer Brian Sponhurst will present the staff report.
Awesome. Thank you very much. I just want to quickly review where we're at with our fiscal year 22-23 numbers. Our estimate to close is shown there at 575,326 out of the 585,801, which is just a smidge around 10 grand under budget. Our revenue, as stated last month, is just a hair under, but again, we're still under budget, so that difference doesn't really have an impact on where we stand. And the last slide. This is a look at our final budget. We reviewed these numbers in the past couple months as well. I'm happy to entertain any questions as some of these are broken down into greater detail than they have in the past. Anybody have any questions I can dive into for that?
Well, I'd like to thank Amanda and Jessica for presenting these things for us. A lot easier to read than it was last week.
Yeah.
That was all Amanda.
Are there any comments from the commission?
Just generally. So I think one of the big increases moving into next year's proposed budget is training. And I saw that increase pretty significantly. And also we've got new personnel that are working with us. And there were some raises as well that were approved last year. So I think that is what is contributing the most to the variance between what we're ending this year's budget and the increases for next.
Yeah, and for training, it's this year we've added more so that more commissioners can attend the CalAFCO conference if they choose. If we don't use that money, it'll just roll over to next year's budget. And then we also have APA California's conference coming to Fresno is hosting this year, so we thought it was important for staff to attend that. basically big contributors to why the staff training education numbers went up this year.
Okay, any other comments from the commission? Are there any comments from the public? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve item number 6.
Motion approved.
Second.
Moved and properly seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes by unanimous consent. On to item 7.
Consideration of an update of the Fresno LAFCO policy manual and LAFCO application to reflect the 2023 Levine Act disclosure requirements.
Let's see,
LAFCO
analyst,
Juan,
do you want to
staff report? Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the commission. As mentioned, item number 7 consists of updates to the Fresno LAFCO application and the Fresno LAFCO policy manual to reflect the 2023 updates to the Levine Act disclosure requirements. Included within your packet is a clean version and a track changes version of both documents for your review. Staff recommends approval for the updates. This concludes staff report, and we're open for any questions.
Are there any questions or comments from the commission? Are there any comments from the public? Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve item number 7.
Motion approved.
Moved and properly seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes by unanimous consent. On to item number 8.
Executive officer comments.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, not to set the year off with a bang, it looks like we don't have enough items for a proper meeting in July. So we'll skip that one. In August, we are planning on coming with a project from Clovis for an annexation project. We'll see you there for that one. April financials have been, I'm not sure if I got them. You guys have the April financials in front of you, know how. I will get those emailed to you. And if anybody has any questions, I'll be happy to talk offline about those as well. But I mean, going over the budget kind of includes those numbers as well.
Okay, thank you, Brian. Any other comments?
Sorry.
Okay.
A couple other items. AB 1753, that letter of support was signed and sent out. There's a copy available at your seats for your information. The biggest changes for this year's omnibus bill is a language change to allow resolutions to be transmitted instead of mailed. That way, in case resolutions of agencies are open to getting everything emailed to them, we could just send it that way instead of sending out physical mail. Save a few cents on some postage and supplies. Everybody wins. And then the other language clarification was in regards, basically indicating that it clarifies in the absence of a tax sharing agreement or a tax code 99B agreement, applications shall not be accepted nor deemed complete. So it's just a little bit of a language clarification tweak for CKH. This year. We had two extension of services, both for the city of Fresno to extend sewer and water, one to an elementary school at 2600 North Garfield, and another to a community on Britton Avenue, 25 parcels totaling 16.8 acres. And to wrap things up, some of you might have noticed we got a new website. Mostly it was just to ensure ADA compliance moving into the future. Our old website didn't quite have features built into it that was needed, so we needed to make some tweaks, and those tweaks created a brand new website for us. We got able to get it for a pretty smoking deal, and able to include it in this year's budget without impacting anything, so pretty happy about that. Any questions? Happy to answer.
Nathan, first of
all. So it looks like our microphone's working again. So, question that that I have in regards to tax sharing agreements. So I know that from time to time there are some cities that don't have tax sharing agreements with the county, and there are one-offs that are approved. What's the protocol? Because with those one-offs, there are agreements that both sides state that they'll do so that annexation can move forward. So if one side or the other chooses to not abide by that agreement, does that annexation then reverse itself, or what's the process at that point?
So currently, essentially we receive the application, the absence of the agreement, we take it to the 99B process, and that gets distributed, and we hear from both sides whether they choose to move forward or not. That's basically what's needed for the agreement. So if there's not agreement in place or unable to move forward, this language change would basically require that to be done up front before submitting to LAFCO. That way, we don't have to hold on to an application when it's not complete and go through the formal process of handing out notices of incomplete applications and helps clean things up on the front end for that. So essentially, yes, without agreeing to that, there's no agreement in place, and so there's no application.
Couple comments on that?
Wow. Your executive officer is totally right on that. So you want to see the conditions for a tax sharing agreement to be satisfied prior to recordation of the annexation, because once the annexation is recorded, there really isn't a way to reverse it unless there's a subsequent application to detach the property away from the city in question. Because if you think about it, these agreements are really outside of the LAFCO fabric. They're agreements between the counties and the city, and the law just simply states that the agreement shall exist. But LAFCO doesn't really dictate what the requirements are, so our advice has always been to ensure that the parties try to put as much objective condition-making requirements into the LAFCO process before the application is completed, either approved by the commission or recorded by the executive officer.
And I think right now there, in Fresno County, there's only three cities that don't have a tax sharing agreement.
You're probably correct.
I think there's only one.
Well, Sanger.
Sanger expired.
And does Parlier have one? At least two. Yeah, so I don't think Sanger has one.
I wasn't aware of
Sanger. There might be three. So just, and I don't know if we should be the ones that kind of keep track of that for sure, but if this new requirement says we can't even receive an application to process it, then maybe on our website we can have that information so some cities who may not even be aware can become aware.
Okay. Yeah, assuming everything is approved and goes into effect, we'll be able to circulate some notices to the cities and let them know the changes and how that impacts them.
Okay, excellent. I think there was one other thing, but having a senior moment, so you might have to come back to me.
Oh, you're not old enough to help.
Yeah, I just want to jump on real quick on the website, on the redirection, because some of them get lost. Mm-hmm. It happened to me again yesterday. And when you first made it, you have to type in specifically, because it starts to spell it out for you, and if you click on it,
that's on the Google landing site, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're reaching out to them to figure out how to get those links corrected. We're also reorganizing things, streamlining some things on there, that way once you're on the homepage, it's easy to access maps, stuff like that, which you rated me, thank you, Rogers.
Sort of the smoking hot deal category, you get what you pay for?
I mean, honestly, compared to what the website was, it's looking pretty fancy.
Yeah. Any other questions or comments?
Nathan, did you think of the other item? No, blah, blah.
It'll probably come to me as soon as we close the meeting out.
Okay. Other questions? On to item number 9.
Commission comments and reports.
Are there any comments from the commission?
Mr. Chair, I just wanted to make a brief announcement that Jessica Johnson had a baby boy, Roden, on June 8th, and mother, baby are all doing great.
Awesome. I thought it was going to be, I'm back.
Pardon?
I thought you were going to say, I'm back, and you got me.
I'm back.
Yeah. For about 3 months? 6 months?
4 to 6.
Okay. Glad to have you back, Ken.
Glad to be here.
On to item 10.
Closed session. Public employee performance evaluation. The executive officer.
Okay. Do you want to go to the back room or kick everybody out of here and make them in the hallway?
We'll just go in the back room.
Yeah.
That way
we're
doing better.
All right.
think you've got an updated resume.
Yeah. So we're coming back from the meeting. It's 2:07 p.m. We have no reportable action.
There's no action report.
Okay.
Yes.
On to item number 11.
Mr. Chair, you may now entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Is there a motion?
I'll be second.
Moved and properly second. We stand adjourned.
Even before Buddy got back to his seat.
Yeah, Buddy.
It's all right.
Buddy voted.
I'm in the room.
Oh, he did? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he said
behind the wall. Yeah, behind the wall. He voted.
Nice.